The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expert advice to keep the whole family healthy at All Care, the largest Irish-owned pharmacy brand.
Now, one of the people who was calling for the cancellation of the St. Patrick's Day parade was Vicky Phelan, and Vicky joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Vicky.
Hey, Ray, how are you?
Not too bad. So, you're relieved?
Yeah, I am. I mean, look, I'm not happy. You know, I'm not celebrating in case people think I'm one of those kind of people. I know there's lots of, kids and people who are making floats and all of that. You know, there's a lot of people who are going to suffer as a result of this, both, you know, from the time they've put in and economically. But I think it's the right decision, to be honest. I think in the long term, it is definitely the right decision.
Yeah. Now, people know your story, so they probably could work it out that you're immunocompromised. So all of this is affecting you more than most people.
I'm fine at the moment, but my oncologist John Crum was on the radio this morning, actually talking about, you know, because people seem to think this is just going to affect the elderly. It's not. There's people like me, there's kids with, you know, respiratory problems, cystic fibrosis, lots of different illnesses that are affected by this, and age ranges. For cancer patients in particular, you know, the data that's coming from China suggests that there is a uniquely high risk for people, and it's not just for people like me who are in treatment. You know, there's people who may just have had surgery or who are finished treatment. You know, just from what's coming from China, that we are at in a high risk category, and there's a lot of people in this country with cancer. So you know, it is something that people need to bear in mind.
So what advice are you getting from your doctors?
So I had a lot of events planned. March is always a busy month for me because of International Women's Day, so I had loads of stuff lined up. And unfortunately for me, you know, my oncologist is on Twitter, so he noticed that I had a load of things coming up. So he literally rang me and said, based on the first community case we had in Cork, and the new cases in Limerick and Clare, he just said, look, Vicky, you know, I'm advising you not to go to these big mass events, he said, because, you are at a higher risk than other people. So I had to make that decision fairly, you know, and to be honest, I wouldn't have made that decision if he hadn't called me, because I thought I was still fine, you know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, look, I'm being sensible about it. I'm still going about my life, but I'm trying to avoid kind of being in areas like, say, go to the cinema, for example. You know, I love going to the cinema with the kids. You know, so I'm avoiding things like that where you're in a kind of a confined space for a longer period of time with people. Yeah. The hand washing. I'm doing all the sensible things that everybody has been told to do, like hand washing and the sneezing and, trying to keep distance from people. And you know what I find very difficult is, you know, the door handles, and I was putting petrol in the car or diesel in the car yesterday. And I kind of, you know, just before I touched the pump, I went, Jesus, I better, you know, thankfully I had gloves in the car because I was going for a walk, so I put the glove on. So all these things that you just don't think about, you know.
Yeah, and what about handshakes?
Hands? I'm not shaking anybody's hand.
No.
I'm doing the elbow bumps and whatever. You know, I'm just not doing it.
Yeah. And you're still going out. You're not self-isolating.
Oh, God, no. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we will get to a point where we're going to be kind of probably confined, you know, much more than we are now. So I think it's important to try and get out when we can. And, you know, I was listening to Professor Sam McConkie yesterday, and he was saying, like, outdoors is fine because the virus can't survive, in the air. It's not airborne.
Yes.
So I'm getting out as much as I can to get walks, because we could get to a point where we're much more curtailed. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I know you love to walk on the beach, and so it's just wide open space, isn't it? So it's unlikely
exactly.
That the coronavirus is going to it's going to affect you there. So you sound in good form. How's the health and the form? And
I'm good. Yeah, no, really good now at the moment. I had treatment. Thankfully, I had treatment almost 2 weeks ago, and I'm down to a regime where I just go for treatment every 6 weeks. So it means I don't have to go back to the hospital for another month. You know, so I'm hoping to God that, I'll be able to go back in 4 weeks, that, you know, the hospitals won't be shut down. And that is another issue, you know, people getting treatment, that's going to be affected as well. So, you know, these are all things that are kind of going through my head.
Even just on the St. Patrick's Day, it was the front page of the Daily Mail, nurses made the point that because of the festivities around St. Patrick's Day, that A&Es are busier because people get drunk and they get into rows and all that sort of thing, and that would have put a strain on hospitals. So it makes sense.
It makes absolute sense, you know, because, you know, we need to keep our emergency departments and our staff, you know, ready for when this does hit, because it will hit. You know, I mean, the numbers will go up. And the thing is, what we need to do is to try and slow that number. So that not everybody's presenting at the same time. That's really it, because we don't have the beds. We don't have the ICU beds in this country to deal with, you know, what they're looking at in Italy. So, you know, the more we do ourselves to try and contain it and, you know, to be sensible about it, you know, and I think people need to be, you know, thinking of other people, not just about yourself.
Well,
you know, even if you think, ah, sure, if I get it, I'll be fine, because 80% of people are not going to be getting, you know, very serious symptoms. But you have to think of the other people you're going to be meeting that may be compromised. So, you know, that's what needs to start. People need to just start thinking of other people.
And I suppose people have to think about you and people in your position, because they're going out and about and doing what they're doing, and then they're coming back to you and they could be carrying it. So what measures have you taken in that regard?
Well, I suppose what we're starting to do at home, you know, with my son in particular, I think with kids, it's kids generally, from what I've been reading, don't transmit it. But from what they've seen in China, you know, that the transmission doesn't necessarily come from kids. But at the same time, you know, that may not be the case, you know, with the strain we get here. So it's trying to educate the kids that they need to wash their hands religiously. So sitting down with the kids over the weekend saying the minute they come inside the door, they have to wash their hands before they do anything, you know, and not to come near me until after they've done that. So it's those basic things, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Just, and you know, it's washing the hands for the length of time, you know, so the 20 seconds, you know, and sing whatever song it is, that, you know, and to soap them up. And what I wasn't doing properly, I realised myself even, was not washing my thumbs properly, in other ways. So, you know, when you watch all of these things, you realise, oh, well, you know, you're only half doing it right. So, you know, it's a good thing, I think, that...
To watch the videos, yes, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You know, we might all think, sure, I know how to wash my hands. But actually, you know, if you look at some of the stuff, you can see that you're missing parts of it.
Yeah. One of the girls was away for the weekend, last weekend, I think, and she was met at the door by her mother with two towels. And she said, go and have a shower before you talk to me. So... It was sort of funny that you have to see humour in it. Yeah. Vicky, great to talk to you. And we'll talk again soon. Mind yourself.
Thanks very much, Ray. Thank you.
Thanks, Vicky. Bye.